Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, my ex-wife is Jewish.
Yeah.
So whoever it was would come to the door, she would just go, "I'm Jewish." And I mean, it was like kryptonite. It was like garlic for a vampire.
Really? They just rolled
I mean, it's just like you basically just cut off whatever they're going to say. I don't know why.
I used to use the Holy Trinity on them.
What do you mean?
Because I think Mormons don't believe in either like Mary or the Holy Spirit. One of the two is not part of it. Maybe it's the Holy Spirit. There's something. So if you just stick to that, like, well, I'm down with that, they're just kind of like, all right.
Okay. Yeah. Not that I care. I mean, the last time someone knocked on my door that way, I think I gave them a couple bottles of water. It was the middle of summer. It was like 85 degrees. Nice. They're wearing slacks and a long sleeve white shirt and, you know, a tie. So I'm like, "You guys want some water or something?" Like, "Yeah." I was like, "All right, I'll get you a bottle of water."
Yeah,
that was kind of my way of going, like, "All right, I'll see you on your way."
I mean, when you're doing I did door to door sales for 3 months, right? You'll get it with like the garage people or lawn people, but it is odd when you're knocking on somebody's door, right? Like, it's in your brain. Like, they used to teach us all the time, like, don't open the screen door.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the doorbell and be a foot or two back because you don't want to startle them. But then if you're one of those, if you're a Mormon and you have to go do it, it's tougher because it's religion. At least when I open up and be like, "We got these coupons for Domino's," people are like, "Well, I like pizza."
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Yeah. They don't mind hearing your pitch. Now, in the 3 months that you did door-to-door sales, did you ever like knock on a door and the person who answered the door, you just immediately were creeped out or scared? Like, "Oh, no."
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah, it was PG County. Some people would just open the door and just be like, "Get the F. Like, what are you doing here?" You know what I mean?
Good
just
times.
Kind of that anger. And you could read it pretty quick.
Problem with the Census Bureau was, most people are not home during the day.
Right.
But your job hours are during the day. And you notate every house you go to, whether you got a response, you know, whatever the deal is, the time that you got there. And knowing that you're going to go back, because some days we just get the day off. Then you start working about 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And you go to 8 or 9 o'clock at night. So you're knocking on these doors where you've been there before to see if anybody's home, because they're probably working.
Right.
And those were the interesting times, I thought, because, you know, whole families would be there like, "Look, we need 2 minutes. That was what we told. We just need 2 minutes to get this done for the federal government, and we will be out here." And a lot of times people just invite us in, and you'd be standing like in the foyer of the hallway and like, that's lasagna.
Right.
That's some kind of pasta product. It smells delicious. Like, get me the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Sometimes cool kids, whatever, but it's always interesting just being in someone's home who you don't know, where all family is present.
Yeah.
So that was the weird aspect of the...
Because everyone's looking at you.
Of the night thing. Like,
I didn't grow up eating oxtail. The first time I had oxtail was because some woman invited me and my buddy in, and she was like, "Gug an oxtail." And I just went, "I've never had oxtail." And she was like, "All right, like, sit down." And she made us a plate.
All right.
Okay.
How was it?
Delicious.
Yep.
I'd eat it now. I get why it's a thing.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Here's a bizarre one for you. They say for some Nobel Prize winners, the news came with a knock at the door. For others, it was a long-awaited phone call honoring a discovery made decades ago. Nobel Prizes, they say, are considered among the world's most prestigious honors for achievements in medicine, physics, chemistry, literature, economics, peace. The winners join the pantheon of Nobel Laureates?
Laureates.
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 Laureates. What does laureates mean? Nobleman?
Basically, it's something you and I have never achieved. You can be a laureate in high school, in college. You know, you're the upper echelon of whatever your specialty is.
Is that Albert Einstein, Mother Teresa?
There you go.
So five of this year's nine science winners were in the United States when the news broke, and some were fast asleep. Two winners were in Japan, 7 hours ahead of Stockholm. They were awake and working when the call came from a Swedish number. One thought it was a telemarketer. Here's how some of this year's winners found out. A knock at the door. This takes place in Seattle. When Associated Press photographer Lindsay Wasson knocked on the door of Mary E. Brunkow Seattle home, it was 4 a.m. local time on Monday.
Who does that?
It was the scientist's dog who woke up first. Zelda's barking roused Brunkow's husband, Ross Clockwell. I don't think he really knew what I was there for. And I said, you know, sir, I think your wife just won the Nobel Prize.
At 4 in the morning, you're done.
Wasson's photographs captured him waking up Brunkow and telling her the life-changing news. She was among three winners, sharing the 2025 Medicine Prize. Don't be ridiculous, she told her husband. But it was true. The trio had, in research dating back for 2 decades, uncovered a key pathway the body uses to keep the immune system in check, called peripheral immune tolerance.
Yeah, of course.
Experts called the finding critical to understanding autoimmune diseases, type 1 diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus, and everything else. But yeah, the knock on the door came at 4 a.m.
Why?
I don't, it's just so weird to me, because it's like, this is not an emergency. This is good news that at whatever time you wake up, you're probably happy to hear it. Mm-hmm. But they're like, nah, 4 a.m. Hey, man, you won the Nobel. Like, I would be excited that I won the Nobel Prize or something, but I'd also be super grumpy because you knocked on my door at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, well, at 4 a.m. to me, like, and look, I get it. People got to get up to go to jobs sometimes. But
sure.
Like, at 4 a.m. still seems like you're teetering all night. To me, 5 a.m., I go, all right.
Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't knock on a door, but 4 a.m., I'm just like, you're lucky you didn't get shot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The following day, two AP photographers headed to Santa Barbara, California, to find physicist John Martinez before the sun rose. His wife, Jean, answered the door and told them to come back later. Martinez needed his sleep. For many years, we would stay up on the night the physics award was announced. At some point, we just decided, that's nuts. We'll figure it out if it's happening. But let's just get our sleep. She added, laughing, I was trying to think how I can introduce this. Like, do you think you should plan a trip to Sweden? She finally woke her husband up at just before 6 a.m., telling him only that the AP wanted an interview. I kind of knew the Nobel Prize announcements was this week, so I kind of put two and two together. I opened my computer and looked under the Nobel Prize and saw my picture along with the two AP photographers. So I was kind of in shock. The trio won the physics prize for the research on the weird world of subatomic quantum tunneling. the advancement
it's
of
also
power
a sex move.
Of everyday digital communications and computing. So, just so you know, if you're going to win a Nobel Prize, chances are, if you're on the West Coast, they're going to knock on the door pretty early.
For whatever reason, it just shocks me. You know, it's like you said, Nobel, you consider this prestigious thing. And typically, I do not equate prestige with a 4 a.m. wake-up call. Not even a wake-up call. I mean, one thing if they called you, you know, to say, hey, you won a Nobel Prize. You're like, all right, cool. But they're physically at your home.
Yes.
You know, do you invite them? Like, I don't know the protocol at 4 a.m. You're giving me good news. But also, it's 4 a.m., so I'm really not in the mood to talk, even if I won the lottery. Like, but you're giving me good news. Now, do I invite you into my home at 4 a.m. for a cup of coffee? Do I just wait for you to finish your spiel, say, hey, thanks, close the door on you?
Hey, I saw some weird crap with the Census Bureau. I saw, at one point in time, the mail slot on the door. A lot of the doors had those.
Yeah.
You know, like early 1900s homes. Mm-hmm. But the mail slot was in the door. When you opened up the slot, you know, you threw the mail in, it landed on the floor.
Yeah.
I've seen those lift up very, very slowly.
Someone peeking out at you?
No, a dog's nose.
Ah, yeah.
I've also seen a cat's arm outside of that as well, as soon as we rang the doorbell.
Cats want to hit everything first.
They just stick their arm out and just start feeling around the door.
So, I mean, like, dogs are a little more cautious. Like, all right, I'm going to sniff with this. Cats are straight up like, I will kill you if I can find you.
Yeah.
You ever seen, have mail snatched out of your hand from a dog on the other side?
No.
Just my neighbor would occasionally, our mail would get mixed up. He had the same last name as me, and his address was one different. And the first time I went to his house, I'm like 10 years old, I hear his dog barking. And he lives kind of like, not quite a cornfield, but he has a lawn that is overgrown with corn, for lack of a better term. But I hear this dog barking, and I'm just like, oh, S. It's just roo, roo, roo. So I'm freaking out. I'm panicking, and I'm kind of between his screen and his front door, but there's no shelter. One, the guy was with his dog. So when the guy turned the corner, I felt better. This dog was like the size of a chihuahua. It was not a chihuahua, but this little itty-bitty dog. Picture like, I don't know, if Mini-Me had Shaquille O'Neal's voice, right? It's just not. So this dog just had the deepest voice that freaked me out. But any other time I'd get the mail, I kind of knew the dog now, so I wasn't sweating it. But he had a mail slot. And I'd open the mail slot, and you could physically feel it get tugged out of your hand by this dog. Every time. Maybe three times that I had to go over there just open the mail slot. He's already barking. And I mean, just grab the mail, snatch it out of my hand.
Yep.
Like, all right, man.
The hometown I grew up in.
I think there's some dogs, people, you got to put up a sign because they'll just chew it up too.
Oh, like, do not put it through the mail slot.
Yeah.
You know, just, Ted,
like,
leave
it out front.
You told me there, like in Belltown, there were a couple of not speakeasies, but kind of like hidden cocktail bars behind the door. So, at one point in time, this was right before I left my hometown, my buddy and I are on the hunt for drugs. Okay, so we go to where we know his girlfriend works.
All right.
He is typically there. He's there all the time. So we get there like 1 o'clock in the morning. It's one of those nights.
Yeah.
We see Krissa, who is my cousin, same one.
Okay.
And say, hey, where's your boyfriend at? We need to get a hold of him. She's like, he's down at the club. And I was like, the club? I know the city inside now. I know. Yeah. Every aspect of this town. She goes, no, you go down by the old Daniels. You'll go down the stairwell in the back of the building right near the parking lot, and you knock on the door. And when you knock on the door, whoever answers, and she told me the name of the guy. She's like, just ask for. I was like, okay, all right, no problem. Knock on the door. The guy opens up the door. Smoke rolls out. There are craps tables. There is poker going on.
Oh, yeah.
There is a bar down there. There is music playing. The whole place is packed. I see three guys that I know that my stepfather knows.
Uh-huh.
All in this room. It's 1:45 in the morning. And they're down there just going, smoking cigars.
Oh, of course.
Drinking.
Yeah.
Playing cards. I had no idea that this hidden world existed underneath this old, you know, department store.
Yeah.
It was bizarre. Like, you walk in there like, I'll be damned. You got to be kidding me.
Did you ever go back as a guest?
No. This was a much older crowd.
Okay.
This was a much older crowd.
They were probably shocked to see you.
Which I'm pretty sure has a lot to do with
as soon as they looked at him, said, we know why these guys are here.
Well, I think that the boyfriend that I was looking for was there for the same reason I was looking for him.
Ah, okay.
Because he was either getting or dropping off or whatever the hell he was doing. Still to come, Terry and Daly, Steve makes the Daily Mix Morning Show. We'll sit and spin. We've got 10 of rock's most hated songs. And your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.